go ahead.
Trevor, does this team worry at all about, you know, how these slow starts, these early deficits are going to affect you all and once Big Ten play starts?
It hasn't affected us. These games are, we have to get better, to be honest with you. We can't have these slow starts, and we have to come out with better energy, and we have to play to a level that we're capable of. And I think the last couple of games, we came off with the slow starts due to maybe the time or just not really being ready for the game, and we have to get better at that because the Big Ten is no cupcake, and we can't come out. Being a Big Ten, you come out like this, and you're down 10-0 to start the game. So, but we have to get better at that. And we've been lucky so far to be able to bounce back, and I think that's also going to help us in the future, being these close games and not panicking like we did versus Virginia. And I think the more games like this, it's going to prepare us down the road because, you know, a lot of games are going to be close, and it's whoever takes care of the ball and makes the best of the possession at the end of the game is going to win.
Roddy, would you say this has been the best game of your career? And, I mean, why were you so successful in it?
I think this has been my best all-around game. And I think it's because I came out to practice these past couple days with a different mentality to go out there and just work hard every minute I was out there. And since I did that in practice, it carried over to the game.
Trevor, I mean, you know, start the second half, when you guys were down 5, it seems like you kind of took it upon yourself to get more aggressive. But at the same time, you know, there's a couple quick fouls there. Got a little frustrated. How did you kind of get back into the mind frame?
Coach kind of chewed me out. You know, I came out lethargic, and I wasn't playing to the best of my ability. And I know Coach holds me to a standard. He expects the energy and that type of play from me. And if I'm not bringing it, then am I on the court? So I kind of start off slow. In the second half, I was able to get off to a strong start, and then, you know, I picked up the 2 fouls, but I just had to play through it. And it's part of being mature, and, you know, I just have to be able to play this way for 30, 40 minutes, however long I'm in the game.
Sure. I mean, 17 offensive rebounds in the first half. You guys were losing. What was the
mood at halftime? Oh, it wasn't good at all. But I mean, we weren't down. We know that we just had to pick it up. We had too many turnovers. You know, we just weren't playing with any type of aggression. And it's no team should, with the front court we have and the guards and the wing players we have, no team should ever have that many offensive rebounds in one half against us. But this is something we just have to get better on and continue to work on and practice.
Roddy, from your perspective, how do you personally have to improve when you get into the Big Ten season? And what do you think the team has to do better?
Me personally, I just got to come out there and play like I did today. Go to the boards every time, offensively and defensively, and just attack the rim more. And as a team, I think we just got to guard the 3 better and just rebound. That's all. Teams have been in the game with us because of the 3 ball. And once we get out there and stop them from shooting 3s, we've been able to get big leads and finish games.
Trevor, gotta ask, free throws?
Oh, man, free throws made me want to quit basketball. I don't know, it's there, just, I don't know, it's just concentration. You know, my mechanics are there. I don't think that's around my shot. I think it's just focusing. And, you know, when I work so hard to get the ball, and when I actually get the ball and I get fouled, you know, I just have to calm and take my time when I get to the line, and it's going to work out. I mean, I haven't shot this bad before in my career, so hopefully, once the Big Ten come around, that's going to be the time I actually start making free throws, because I know that's when they're really going to count.
What do you guys think this means for Blake now, 1,000 points? And I mean, he kept playing, you know, 7 assists.
It's a big accomplishment. You know, anytime you could get 1,000 points in your career is a big thing. You know, Blake's been, he's been a great player here at the university, and you know, we expect big things from him. We call him Big Shot Blake, and he's one of the people who's going to carry us and lead us throughout this journey.
Rodney, I mean, for you, consistency this season, at this point, going into Big Ten play, do you feel like you can finally know what your role is and having started quite a few games?
I think I knew coming into the season what my role was. It was just all about me going out there and playing hard the whole time, and just being aggressive and attacking the rim and attacking the boards. And when I do that, good things happen.
Do you think you feel like you're past the injury now? You're just more comfortable playing like you normally did before that?
Yeah, I'm way past it now. Before, I was just thinking too much about it, and when I would push off of it, it'll be a little tennis, so that was stopping me from doing what I wanted to do. But now I'm past that, and I should be all right.
Overall, how do you guys feel with the team heading into the breaks here coming up?
I think we're gonna be all right. Like you said, we just got to get out to better starts in our games, and I think Big Ten season will be a whole lot of fun.
How do you guys both feel, I mean, just the energy level that you guys bring with those big dogs?
I mean, it's great, you know, anytime you could get your home crowd into the game with big dunks, and in a way that gives us our energy too, you know, the bench and everybody gets excited, and that's just one that we're lucky enough to have our athleticism, and we have to use it to the best of our abilities, and anytime we get some, one of us get a big dunk, it kind of puts the team morale up, and it makes everybody play that much better, you know, and it covers through the rest of the game, and I think it's good.
Any rivalry between the two of you?
Nah,
that's
the biggest dunk. That's all. That's all Rodney. He has three top 10 play little sports in already, so it's hard to beat.
Doesn't happen in practice or anything?
Nah, we don't go at each other talking about dunks. If it happens, it happens.
All right, one more guess. Tubby, obviously, you know, in a game like this, you know, at halftime you guys are down. It hasn't been a while since you guys are down. What did he tell you at halftime, and what did he tell you after the game?
Man, he just told us energy was one thing, you know. He wasn't as mad or angry at us because I don't think he worried. I think he just was worried about our energy more than anything. And just one thing he just was preaching us to, we have to cut turnovers down. You know, we can't have 10 turnovers in a half, and we just have to start some defense. And they shot, 48-something% in the first half on threes, and the second half we kind of blew it down on defense. I think they ended up shooting, 29-25%, and that's the MO of our team. It's defense, and we haven't had a complete game defensively in a while. So once we get that, sky's the limit.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.